Look, sometimes setting the bar stories are just dumb criminals. It's 99.7 DJX.
Bad life choices.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Uh-oh.
And that's where we find Michael. If you can manage to make it through the day without minding your business.
Uh-huh.
And getting attacked by some rogue turkeys.
Oh, no!
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Those turkeys, they'll come get you.
I'm telling you what. So this out of Canada, guy Michael said he was being attacked by turkeys when stranger kind of pulled up and was like, hey, jump in.
Oh, wow.
So I see a couple of turkeys. I didn't think too much of it. I said, hey, what's up, turkeys? And they started coming at me.
Hey, what's up, turkeys?
Hey, what's up, turkeys?
You are in our territory. You are in our neighborhood.
I was just minding my business, walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah. Just happened to look over and see these two turkeys attacking this poor guy. They just kind of came from the surrounding field.
But then some lady in her car just yells like, hey, hop in. I was just like, you know what? She's some random lady in the car. I look like the Unabomber. She's the one who's reaching out here. And honestly, I just wanted to get away from these turkeys. I didn't know how far they were going to follow me.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
This random lady just is like, hey, and recognizes what's happening.
Yep. I got you, fam. Get in.
Yeah. She's a stranger, doesn't know him, but is like, hey, I'll get you away from these turkeys and get you to safety. So
she understood the assignment.
She did. So, I mean, this is kind of setting the bar slash feel good because,
yeah, it's a feel good, you know, because he got rescued.
He did. He got rescued by this stranger. Yep. Michael in the wrong place at the wrong time. You can manage to make it through the day without minding your business and then getting attacked by turkeys,
but then getting rescued by a nice lady.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
That's great.
I'll tell you, that is there are so many times when I'm jogging with my dog,
yeah,
especially with all the geese that you see.
Oh yeah,
all the geese, and those guys can be buggers too
because you're on their turf.
Yeah, or at least they think you're on your
exactly
right. And so I feel confident with the dog because the dog's like, oh, I will get you. But if I'm by myself,
they're playing too.
Right, yeah, exactly. But game. If I'm by myself, I mean, those geese don't want to move.
Yep. Nope.
And they sometimes will kind of gesture at you.
Yep.
And it makes you like go,
like, move along, fella.
Yeah. Nothing to see here, buddy.
Move along.
I'll peck you.
Yep. That's fun.
Have you ever had an encounter with an animal like that? 502-795-1997.
I don't believe I've been randomly attacked by an animal in the wild. Thank goodness. Knock on wood.
I mean, you don't do much, though.
I don't go out in the wild a lot.
No, you don't.
Hiding in the safety of my home.
That's right.
Nice climate-controlled area.
502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way.